We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So there's a lot of celebrating going on out there, Lee.
Apparently so.
Yep, people are very excited. They are celebrating the impending recession.
Yeah.
In all kinds of crazy ways. You want to hear how?
I'd love to hear how.
Just a small summary. I can't get it all into the segment. I've got a lot to do. U.S. existing home sales just spiked to a five-month high.
Okay.
Right? So people said, wow, we're going to have a recession. Let's celebrate.
Yeah.
Or something, right? Okay. Well, how else are people celebrating the impending recession that we're absolutely going to have because?
Because they say so.
Because they say so. CEO Moynihan of Bank of America, who will never be invited on CNBC again at this rate that he is going, went on CNBC and they said, well, it's terrible. We're all going to die. There's going to be a recession. And he said, no, probably not. The underlying consumer is doing so well and making so much more money and they're spending so much more money, he said. That's going to keep the economy going. Nothing to worry about here. Listen to what he said. This is part of the celebration. He said the bank's consumer base, Bank of America's consumer base, has spent $2 trillion this year. That's a 5.9% increase from last year. So see, they're just trying to spend the money before the recession is what they're doing. Make sense? Okay, no, it doesn't. Let's move on. This is just ridiculous. You know, Rush brilliantly put this on his show the other day. I just roared driving, listening to it. He said, it's like climate change now. Mm-hmm. They're saying, the world is going to end in 2045. We're now like a recession in 2021. You can't tell that far out.
Nope.
You know? Oh, it's just stupid, stupid, stupid. Okay. Meanwhile, proof from CNN. This is how lawless the Democrat Party has become. That you can no longer win a Democrat primary if you support enforcing laws on the books. And I'm not talking about immigration laws. I'm talking about criminal laws.
Yeah, pretty much any law.
Yeah, pretty much any law. You should any law. Unless you're talking about enforcing it on Donald Trump, in which case, yes.
Then everything's fair game.
Fair game. Okay. This is proof that now, God forbid, if in addition to that, the base learns that you not only want to enforce laws, but that God forbid you did as part of law enforcement. I mean, you're dead meat at that point. You're just done. Because anarchy is in, right?
Yeah, that's the new buzzword, anarchy.
Yeah, and you're going to love anarchy right before the Democrats disarm you. It's going to be great. Okay. So, you know Kamala Harris, old horizontal?
Yes.
Harris, as we call her? And a nod to her greatest achievements and how she got into politics. Anyway, Horizontal Harris, you know, remember she just roughed up Joe Biden in that first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and pointed out accurately what a racist he was and how he was against busing for desegregation. He was a segregationist, you know, like his friend Senator Robert Byrd, the Ku Klux Klan Grand Mufti or whatever they call him. What do you get a big hat for that to go with that?
I don't know.
I wouldn't know. Anyway,
no, I would not know either.
Yeah, so she was accurately pointing out what a racist he was. And people loved that she took him to the woodshed. And remember, her poll ratings went up, right? Well, in the next debate, the Democrats loved it. They thought this was great. And she starts rising into polls, enough to scare me. And because I want to run against Joe. You know what I mean? Like, I want to run against a guy who has to bring out his neurologist to assure you that he's okay.
Yes.
Can you, by the way, can you imagine if Trump brought out his neurologist to assure us he was okay?
Well, I think that the most Democrats think that he's another form of medical attention. Maybe it's a psychologist with Trump that they think he needs. But yeah, I get the point.
Okay, yeah, same thing. Bring out the psychologist to assure you we're okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway, so. And so then remember Tulsi Gabbard went after.
Oh, boy. She.
Yeah. And she did. She turned her into mincemeat. She just Horizontal Harris. But she pointed out the horror because, you know, Horizontal Harris was a get this. This is horrible. OK. I don't even want to say it too loudly because it'll offend people. My trolls.
Mm-hmm.
A prosecutor.
Oh, no.
She was a prosecutor. She, Lee, was against the criminals.
Yep.
And nobody knew. Nobody knew. So this was a big scandal. Okay? And now she has taken a nosedive in the ratings. Mm-hmm. Why was that? CNN's Gloria Borger explains. People saw through her, man. They saw that she wanted to enforce the law, and we can't have that.
But for a candidate who was initially shaping up to be one of Biden's biggest challengers, that decline sends a message. So let's start there with CNN chief political analyst Gloria Borger. What do you make of this slip on Senator Harris's numbers? Why?
Well, I think, first of all, she was kind of like this souffle that rose after she took on Joe Biden during that first debate. And she did really well. And people said, wait a minute, I'm going to give her another look. And what happens when you get a second look is you go under a magnifying glass and you either continue to rise or you plateau or deflate. And I think that what's happening with her is effectively people are saying, wait a minute, how about describing your record on crime when you were a prosecutor in California? You were tough on crime. Now you're saying that, well, Joe Biden was too tough on crime. So
can you imagine if a male pundit there had referred to a female senator as a souffle?
Oh, Lord. I didn't even catch that.
I just couldn't. Yeah. The whole souffle thing just, I'm sorry. You lost me at that.
Okay. So you were distracted.
I was distracted by the French dish. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, what was after that was the important part.
Yes. I understand.
And I understand. We're both hungry. So we're both carb
More
Jonesy.
Than you know.
Yeah, I know. You've lost some weight lately, by the way. You look great. You must be on a
Thank
diet.
You. Yes, I am.
Yeah. See, you do. And that's why the souffle attracted your
Not
attention.
Not on the diet. No souffle.
No, see, that's what it was. Anyway, after the souffle, Lee, you may have missed it, and I don't blame you, was the part about, see, the problem is Kamala Harris was tough on crime.
Yeah.
See, and she was accusing Joe Biden of being tough on crime, a terrible thing to say.
Yeah, of course.
And then that's not even fair, because she was tough on crime herself, and you cannot, they looked at her, man, and they realized that not only does she look like a souffle, but she was tough on crime, and they said, no, we're not having it. This is the Democrat Party, folks. I mean, Democrats and Republicans used to argue over who was tougher on crime. Because, like, we oppose crime in the country, generally.
Yeah, used to be.
Yeah, but now we don't. No, now we don't. We're all for crime.
See, well, we actually used to be against real crime in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have Democrats who make up crimes to accuse people of.
Right.
That they want to prosecute and then want to do years-long investigations and impeachment trials over. About made-up crimes that don't exist and have no evidence.
Yeah. But that's an admission from CNN. I mean, you cannot have any law enforcement background. You cannot have any sort of background of fighting crime or being against it.
So how long will it be before they take out Tulsi Gabbard, since she has a 16-year military career?
Oh, she's not going anywhere. Thank God, because you know what? She scares me more than any of them. And against Trump, I think she'd do an amazing job. I think she could win. But I'm thinking, but, you know, I mean, you spend 16 years in the military, I mean, serving your country. I mean, that indicates at some level, Lee, that you like your country.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you overcome that in a Democrat primary. Do you?
That's a good point. Oh, boy.
They're losing it. They're losing. Hey, by the way, I got some carbs in my purse.
No.
Just not a lot of carbs.
Don't tell me.
Let's say a little glaze something in there. You want me to go? I could go downstairs to the... You know what I mean? At the snack machine, they got to...
That's okay. I walk by it every morning.
You know, they got Cheetos down there.
I know. I'm not touching it.
Okay. All right. I just thought I'd offer. I could get you a souffle. We could send out for it.
That's okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, I want to get into kind of what's going on here with the left in this rhetoric, this racist rhetoric. There's a couple things going on. I want to understand where it's coming from, okay? And why you're hearing it. This obsession with race. New York Times is going to make the next 2 years focus on racism and Trump. They're just going to make up the news. They're not going to wait for it to happen. They're already planning what the news is going to be. That is the opposite of what journalism is. Why are they doing this? And folks, they're tearing the country apart with race. They are literally tearing the country apart with race. And it's on purpose. It's a deliberate strategy. And if they don't have a racist story, because they're pretty hard to come by, of like actual racism in the country, they'll make one up. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Why is this happening? See the recent Dogby poll? Trump is pulling near 50% approval rating with Hispanics and a 25% approval rating with African Americans. Do you know what percentage of the African American vote Trump got last time? You have any idea? 8%. See why they're in a frothing panic? I mean, if Trump walked away with 25% of the black vote, oh God, landslide. Is that going to happen? Probably not. But as a famous Democrat who was black and a good friend of mine in Charlotte explained to me once, he was one of my good sources. He was a leader of a very powerful black political movement at the time in Charlotte. I said, why do you guys always vote Democrats? It's just, I mean, you might as well split between the parties, right? Make them fight for your vote. He said, oh, we do. I said, what? He said, yeah, we don't always vote Democrat. I said, you don't? No. Sometimes we stay home. Like, you guys do that on purpose? Oh, yeah. No, we do. That's how we punish them, he said. We just stay home. And we let them win. We let them lose. They're going to lose. They're done. 25% support for Trump. I mean, so there is total frothing panic. I mean, it is absolute panic out there. This is why you're hearing all the race stuff, because they got nothing. I mean, for 30 years, the Democrats told them, we're going to make life better for you eventually, if you just wait long enough. And then here comes Trump. Boom. Near historic low. Black unemployment. For women, black women, historic low. Or was it black men? It was one of the two. Historic unemployment. Low unemployment. I mean, and it took him what? What did it take him, 2 years? So that way they're desperate. They're desperate. How desperate are they? I want to tell you about this. Ann Coulter nailed this, and she put links to it. This, you got to read this. This is insane. The New York Times just published a story. It's a tearjerker, man. It's like a made-for-Hollywood movie, like a Hallmark film, about Antoine Rose II, a 17-year-old boy, unarmed, tragically shot by an East Pittsburgh police officer, who obviously was a racist, right, in June 2018. And what happened, according to the Times, they published half a dozen stories about Antoine Rose. And they called him repeatedly Antoine, who was unarmed. And he was black. And they told him, listen, he was gunned down by this horrible racist police officer. He was unarmed. He was black. He was in his high school's honors program. He played basketball and saxophone. He volunteered for local charities even. And in 2016, Antoine wrote a poem, right, entitled I Am Not What You Think, that included these lines. I see mothers bury their sons. I want my mom to never feel that pain. And yet he was cruelly gunned down for no reason whatsoever by a racist white Philly cop. Half a dozen stories. In all of which they forgot to mention a few things. According to the Times, Antoine, the car Antoine was riding in before he was maliciously murdered for no reason, was stopped because it looked like it matched the description, quote unquote, of a car involved in a drive-by shooting moments earlier. Right? So, I mean, come on, racist cop, drive-by shootings reporter. What do? You go for the first car to black guys in, right? Racist. And that's all you'd know if you read the story. They sort of left some important details out. And I bring this up because I want you to understand how they manipulate, but also how desperate they are to find racism. And in failing to find actual racism to reduce minorities' growing love for Trump, they make it up. You know what this story says to me, if nothing else? They can't find it. They got to make it up. So they tell us, right now he was an honor student. He was just riding along. And, well, he was an honor student. He was in AP classes. He was just riding along. I mean, he was in a car that matched the description of one that had been used in a drive-by shooting. No, fail. He was in the car that was used in the drive-by shooting. See the difference there? So that they weren't pulled over because he was black. They were all black. They were pulled over because they were in the car used in a drive-by shooting. Now, what was suspicious about this car? What might have been a good thing to include in this story? What clued the cops off that something was wrong was the shot out window. They didn't mention that either. There's a video, in case anybody's confused, of the execution, 13 shots were fired from the back seat of that exact car, with Antoine, the innocent, unarmed innocent, riding in the front seat. Did they mention that? No. The backseat passenger, the alleged shooter, Zijuan Hester, later pleaded guilty in the drive-by shooting. One of the victims of the drive-by shooting said it was Antoine who shot him. The beef was between me and him. The car came by, he shot me, and I ran to the store. Now, we don't know who did the shooting, right? But one guy's pleaded guilty to it. Wasn't Antoine. But we notice Antoine was in a car that had just been used in a drive-by shooting, and he was in the car as they fled the scene. That sound like an innocent execution of a young black man in AP courses who didn't want to die to you? The gun used in the drive-by was recovered in the backseat of the car. New York Times didn't tell anybody that. A stolen gun was found under Antoine's seat. Did that make the Times cut? Nope. An empty magazine was in Antoine's pants pocket. Did that make the cut? No. Not in 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, or 6 of their articles. How about this? There was gunpowder residue on Antoine's hands. They report that? No. Did they report the fact that the car was riddled with bullet holes? No. Did they report the fact that the officer in the shooting was unanimously acquitted by a jury led by an African-American foreman who stoutly defended the verdict? No. None of that made it into the Times story. See how they lie and manipulate and tear the country apart? Look, I'm glad Antoine did charity work. I don't want anybody did. I'm thrilled he was taking AP courses. I like that he was writing poetry. But you can't come fresh from an execution with the windows shot out in the car and think you're not going to get pulled over. I mean, honestly, do you think if they'd been white, the police would have been like, oh, yeah, that's the car matching the description of the one that just came from the drive-by. You know, look, the windows are shut out there. Oh, they're white. We'll let him go. Oh, heck no. That would never happen. And I bring this up not to upset you, but I want to demonstrate to you that the lengths the Times has to go to manufacture racism. And why? Because they can't find any. They can't find enough. Yes, we've had racist incidents. Yes, we've had incidents where cops shouldn't have shot people. But they are few and far between. And all they reported, folks, is that Antoine, the AP honor student who did charity work, was unarmed. They left the rest out. They left the rest out. So you got these liberal high horse people. They're walking around, man. They think they're going to save the world. They're going to save Antoine. How about saving the victim from Antoine? How about starting there? No. No. They think we live in a nation torn apart by racial hatred. It's a lie, folks. It's a lie and a smokescreen because Trump is gaining with minorities in the polls, and they will do anything. They will tell any lie to tear this country apart. And you know why that is? Because they want to go back to the days when black unemployment was not at a near record low. That's why. They liked it then. They like you desperate. And they lie to you.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So to recap the last segment real quick before I go to the text line. The New York Times needed a fake race hate bad cop story, so they just made one up. Yep. I mean, they took a story. A kid got shot. He was 17 and he was unarmed, but they left some really important details out. You know my personal favorite part of that article is? They said the car he was in, because he was black. The cop was white. The car he was in, they matched the description of one used in a drive-by shooting. Well, you know what they're saying there, wink, wink. Now, well, you see some black guys in a car, and it looks like the one just used in a drive-by shooting, so they pull them over because they're racist. But they fail to tell you it was later confirmed to be the one used in the drive-by shooting. They also tell you that what clued the police in, besides the matching description, was the shot-out window. and the bullet holes in it because the victims shot back. Kind of critical details, don't you think? I mean, what might have made a cop so nervy when he walked up to that car that he shot a young black man who was 17, AP student, by the way? What might have unnerved him? I don't know. The shot out windows and the bullet holes in the car, you think? The fact that they knew it came from a drive-by shooting? You think that? Miscellaneous details. It doesn't even count. See how they manipulate and lie? You know how many liberals are walking around in a frothing rage over this story? By the way, they did 6 stories on this, and not in one of them did they tell you that. And in not one of them did they tell you that the cop was unanimously found not guilty by a jury with a black foreman, who then publicly defended his decision. Sort of important details. And they do this to tear the country apart, and it's working. Folks, I'm telling you, left-wingers are losing it. They are picking up guns, and they are doing things right and left. Well, just left. This is epidemic. Not epidemic. It's not that much. But, I mean, it's beginning to happen more and more and more and more. We documented it here. I'm not going to go through all the shootings by loon left-wingers, some of whom are also white supremacists in the last, couple of months. But here's another one. Did you see what happened in L.A.? It's Los Angeles County. Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy makes the mistake of walking out of the sheriff's department facility. A sniper attempts to execute him. This fake hate is leading to attempted executions again and again and again. The incident occurred around 2:48 p.m. This was this yesterday? Wednesday night is when they announced it. So it'd be Wednesday afternoon. Authorities immediately set up a perimeter in the area and launched a massive search, focusing on the nearby 4-story public housing building. Sheriff's Department officials later identified the deputy as Angel Reynosa, a 21-year-old patrol trainee who had been with the department for a year. The only reason he's still alive is he had his bulletproof vest on. He was shot from the 4-story building overlooking the station. A sniper took out one of our deputies, Lancaster Mayor R. Rex Paris said. And the only reason the deputy is alive is because he had his vest on. He was rushed to the hospital. The vest absorbed most of the bullet, but it was a high caliber bullet, so it still went through the vest. But he needed surgery and stuff. This is what's driving this. But I'm telling you, left-wingers are picking up guns. They believe. I don't blame them for believing it. It's the New York Times. It's the Gold Standard. It's the Great Lady. They think this is real. They think that they are beset from all sides by racist and white supremacists. Here you go. You want to hear it again on CNN? Did you hear this the other day? They took Russia out. Listen to what they put in. This is Wajahat Ali, a CNN commentator. This is what you think if you listen to CNN.
And we know that white supremacists are the number one domestic terror threat in America coming for all of us. We're going to unite. We're going to have our disagreements about Israel. That's fine. But we're going to unite against the common threat that is coming against all of us, which is white supremacy. And Donald Trump, you will not win.
White supremacists are coming for all of us. I mean, if you hear this day in and day out, man, you think you got to pick up a gun. You got to fire the first shot. It's cuckoo. I love this story. We need something good, right? Get your spirits up. There's a guy named Nathan Patterson. He's 23, Kansas City native, and he'd been working in Nashville selling software. He'd always loved baseball, though. It was his dream to play baseball, but, I mean, he's 23. And he'd played infield on his high school JV team, but, you know, he gave up the game after fracturing his elbow, and it just took so long to heal. He and his parents made the decision that, you know, I mean, it's just shot. We don't want to have a permanent, you know, adult injury or whatever. That his baseball career was pretty much over after JV in high school, right? But he never could really let it go. So last summer, he's at a minor league Nashville Sounds game. And on a lark, he and his friends decide to throw some, you know, in one of those speed pitch games. And then they have it, stadiums. Okay. Well, he hadn't thrown a ball in years. The radar clocked his pitch at 90 miles an hour. It just blew my mind, honestly, Patterson said. He thought the speed was probably hyped by the machine, so he'd buy more tickets, which he did. Thwack, 96 miles an hour. Nathan thought. What if I did some training? trace that crazy dream. Again, he's a salesman, 23. Hadn't played in years. Hadn't played since his JV team in high school. So he did. He got a trainer. Worked on his fastball. Developed a slider that came in around mid-80-mile-an-hour range. And then tragedy struck. Well, for his dreams, anyway. He was involved in a car accident. Car hit him, and he needed surgery on his non-throwing left wrist. Anybody would have given up at that point. But he kept at it. Last month, he went to a Colorado Rockies game. This is just last month. Went to a Colorado Rockies game. Oh, look, another speed pitching booth. So he steps in, throws a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. But this time it's caught on video, which went viral. Guy comes out of the stands and throws 96 miles an hour. Well, a pitching scout saw the video, and Patterson, out of nowhere, gets a call from the Oakland A's organization. 2 weeks later, he signs a minor league entry-level contract, gets signed to the A's farm team in Arizona. Oh, wow. So the other night he gets the call. He said it was incredible and truly a blessing as I made my first professional outing. He said, I'm not going to lie, the nerves were flowing until I threw strike one. And then after that, I took a big, deep breath and realized all the hard work over the last year had prepared me for this moment. He proceeded to throw a lot of strikes. In fact, the kid struck out every batter he faced the entire side of that one inning. It could not have gone any better, he said. And I cannot thank my family, my friends, my teammates and coaches enough for the love and support. Next? Well, who knows? But Nathan finds this adventure very exciting. He said, I still have a long way to go, and I love this aspect of that journey. It'll take discipline, focus, and consistency day in and day out to be able to compete in professional baseball. He said, I wake up every day excited to get better and push myself beyond my own expectations. Cool, huh? Wouldn't give up on the dream. You know how many people probably, wait, you're probably told him you're 23, and you haven't played since you were in what, JV in high school? And you have an injury? An old injury to your arm? You know how many people looked at him like he was nuts? How many people told him he was crazy? How many people probably told him he was wasting his money? I can't believe he made it past 6 weeks because that's a crazy dream. But he did it. I love stories like that. He just did it. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.